Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Dorf on Sports.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into, from college football, college basketball, NHL hockey, NBA basketball, and yes, of course, NFL football. And wow, what a day in college football. LSU goes to Tuscaloosa and gets it done against Alabama. Can you believe it? I can believe it, because I'll tell you what, LSU is a pretty damn good football team. Burrow goes out there and shows us what he's all about. We go to ASU and check out what they're about against USC, and USC comes in here and takes care of business. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I am doing great, and yes, it was a great day in college football yesterday. And Joe Burrow, man, he's just the man. He's living the life in Baton Rouge this morning and this week. I'll tell you what.
Think about the Golden Gophers, too, man. They got it done against Penn State. So on the other side, you and I are going to talk about some college football. And in about 15 minutes or so, we'll get to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. So keep it close, everybody. Just getting warmed up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Tired of wearing the same five shirts every week? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what works for you and delivers clothes right to your door. So you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. It starts with a simple profile you create in just minutes. Explore different styles and leave notes for your stylist about what you like. For a small $20 styling fee, your clothes are hand-selected for you based on your profile, and then delivered to you so you can try them on in the comfort of your own home. Pay only for what you keep and send everything else back. Plus, the styling fee is applied to what you keep, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged, and everything is hand-selected to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And for a limited time, pick a free Purple product with your mattress purchase by texting SLEEPY to 84888. The coolest sleep of your life and a free Purple product by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's S-L-E-E-P-Y to 84888.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Randall, as time expires, lets it fly.
Oh, my goodness! Touchdown, LSU! They win the game! They win the football game! The most shocking, improbable, unbelievable sequence of events.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Yes, you're hanging out with us on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us in a couple of different ways. Call us. We'd love to talk to you at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. From Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And we're going to talk some college football, obviously, because there were some great games. You had LSU going to Alabama, taking them down in their house, 46-41. You had Minnesota, the Golden Gophers, doing something that they haven't done since, I believe, like the 1960s. Let's just put it that way, where they have a top team in the country coming into their house. And, yes, they get it done as well, 31-26. They beat Penn State. Ohio State just continues to impress me. They won huge, 73-14. Not surprised. Obviously, they did it against Maryland, a far inferior team, but they just keep playing really well. Clemson, after not being in the top four, I think they made a little statement, throwing up 55 points, 55-10. They get it done. Georgia looked pretty solid as they held Missouri scoreless, 27-0. Oklahoma squeaks by Iowa State, and I don't know if you happen to catch the end of that football game, but man, oh man, Iowa State going for two. I get it, I understand it, but more often than not, it doesn't happen. So again, I don't know how much I understand it, Mike Wilson, but at the end of the day, we got what we wanted in college football in the sense of chaos, wasn't it?
Oh, we absolutely got chaos yesterday, and it was great. And I'm with you. If I'm Iowa State, I kick the field goal, and then you take the chances in overtime. But we had some great college football games, and I couldn't agree with you more about Ohio State. I mean, it's just they got five-star athletes backing up five-star athletes who back up five-star athletes kind of deal. And they are a pretty complete team up there at Ohio State. But, you know, look, all the hype over the LSU-Alabama game, you know, the game for the most part lived up to it. Joe Burrow, you know, I think I mentioned to you this at the Arizona State game yesterday that I think he just won the Heisman. You know, you need Heisman moments, and he's had some this year, but beating Alabama at Alabama the way he did, the way that team did, was phenomenal. And I'll tell you what, I'm sure you saw the post-game interviews with Coach Ogeron. Who wouldn't want to play for Coach O? Like, I'm telling you, like, that guy, he bleeds the purple and gold there in Baton Rouge. He's always pushing the program, pushing the school. I mean, it was really cool to see the emotion that he showed in his post-game comments.
You know, when you win a game like that, it speaks volumes, obviously, about your program, but it speaks volumes about the kind of man that he is, obviously, having those guys up for the challenge, going into Alabama's house where they don't lose, like, basically ever, and they just came out and gave it to him, man. They're up 33-13 at halftime. This was all around just an impressive performance from LSU, Mike. And you know what? Maybe the committee had things relatively right, at least from number one and number two. Strange how 3 and 4 both go down. 5 and 6 both win. Look, at the end of the day, I think we're going to get what we want to get when it comes to the college playoff. But interesting how it may develop. That's all.
Yeah, no, it is interesting how it's going to develop, and it's going to be interesting on Tuesday evening when we see the new rankings come out for the teams. And as soon as Penn State lost, I think everybody at Clemson just went, thank you. All right, there we go. But Clemson was sitting in a pretty good spot. I mean, I in the end, I think Clemson gets in. I mean, they should get in. They're defending champs. They haven't lost in like 2 years or something, like whatever crazy stat it is. You know, Oregon and Utah are just sitting there at 7-8. They had buys yesterday, so they're probably going to move up a little bit just based on the fact that we had Penn State go down. You have Alabama go down. You know, how does it play out for Minnesota now? Where does Minnesota end up in the rankings after that big win for the Golden Gophers yesterday? So, and look, we still have 3 weeks left of college football and championship conference games and all those kind of things, rivalry games, you know, to kind of play some stuff out here. So this is the time of year where college football gets real exciting and there's just a ton of drama.
Yeah, and speaking of Minnesota, I mean, obviously that was one hell of a performance. They beat Penn State at home. And truly, this is something that is just special, bro, because I went to the University of Minnesota and we were never any good. And watching it from afar, it's still really exciting to see your former school go out there and compete with some of the best. And this is something pretty special for Minnesota, the University of Minnesota. And I'm excited to see how they finish out the season. Next week is a tough one for them, brother. They go to Iowa. And I know that Iowa just lost to Wisconsin 24-22. That was a pretty damn good football game too. But going to Iowa is not going to be easy. Then you play at Northwestern. It sounds easy, but once again, man, it just isn't as easy as it sounds. And then you finish up the season playing against your you know, a next door state rival against Wisconsin, yeah, for the Axe on November 30th in Minneapolis. So I'll tell you what, like you said, the next 3 weeks get extremely interesting for teams that have had some success right now and teams that really aren't used to being in this conversation, man, like the Minnesota Golden Gophers. So let's see what PJ and the Golden Gophers can continue to do the rest of the way. But man, oh man, I'm telling you what, we've got ourselves one hell of the next 3 weeks where just expect chaos. That's all I can say, man. Expect chaos. Expect some teams that have had these unbelievable performances and these big time wins to maybe have a letdown, Mike.
Right. And, you know, there's a few teams we're kind of leaving out of here. I mean, you got to look at Georgia. Georgia's sitting there at 8-1. They shut Missouri out yesterday, which, you know, Missouri's not up to playing up to their capabilities this year after some talk that they may be a pretty good SEC team. And Georgia took care of business. Baylor's sitting at 9-0. And you can say what you want about the Big 12. But you and I talk about it all the time. You got to play who's on your schedule. It's not Baylor's fault that You know, the teams that they're playing may not be as good as Baylor, and they win yesterday in a tight game with TCU. You know, your Badgers are 7-2. You know, there's just a lot of stuff that's going to be going on the next 3 weeks, and it's appointment television is what it is every Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening to watch these teams from the Power Five conferences battle out. See who gets to the title game, see who, you know, gets the what bowl game, all that kind of stuff. It's popcorn and soda time, man.
Yeah, and speaking of that, did you happen to see what Appalachian State did once again? They took down South Carolina, beating two Power Five conferences this year. That's the first time that that's ever happened, man, for a team like them. And you got to be impressed. I watched the end of that football game, man. And you know what? South Carolina was trying to do everything they could, Mike, to get that thing done. Converting some fourth downs, some really tough ones too, like fourth and 18s and things along those right. lines, and then obviously not connecting there on the last play or so in the end zone. But, man, oh, man, you got to love college football. That's all I can say, because at the end of the day, we're getting the chaos that we wanted. Maybe a little later in the season, but we're getting it. And I know the music's going, so we've got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll do that, and then we'll come back with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We got to get the hockey in there, because – I watched the Coyotes play last night, too, man. I watched a ton of sports, if you can't tell. But I watched the Coyotes as they went up against the Wild. And, wow, speaking of Wild, that was Wild. Anyways, we got to take a break. We'll get back on the other side, and we'll hook up with John Poulter, professor of sports. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, powering you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
All right, that's first and 10. There's two wide receivers and one down the middle, and he's got it. Touchdown, Carolina. Touchdown, Bryan Edwards. He's caught a pass in every game he's played, 25 at Carolina, and that one's a TD from 24 yards out.
Bowman takes the snap. Blitz coming. Throws left corner of the end zone. It's there for the touchdown. A perfect throw to Jadian High for a 14-yard score. And Texas Tech now within an extra point of getting back to 10 points back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Larson trying to get away on the boards. He got knocked down. Sabres keep it in. Larson's got it back again. Larson going in front of the net. He dropped down. They score! Gunned into the net by Scandella, who moved up on the play.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf hanging out with you. You can always get at us in a couple of different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And believe me, people, we do appreciate you hanging out with us, taking time on your busy Sundays to spend a little time with us, whether you're listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 211, whether it's Sports Byline, iHeart, TuneIn, KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network, Heartland Newsfeed. Man, oh man, tons of different ways to pick up the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And now we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. And we're going to talk some hockey, obviously. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain, man. Another day in paradise. And I'll tell you what, if you would have seen Mike Wilson walking to the stadium yesterday with me, you would have thought that it was 120 degrees outside watching this guy sweating the way that he was sweating. But most of the time is pretty damn nice here, John, and just giving Mike a little hard time. But truth be told, a lot going on with the hockey and a lot going on in the NHL. And I got to start once again with my Arizona Coyotes, because I'm sitting there watching the game last night against the Minnesota Wild. They're up 2 goals and they're cruising and things are looking fantastic. And then all of a sudden, the Minnesota Wild, who are in the cellar, let me point that out right now. They're in the cellar. They've got 13 points. This is a team that I think that the Arizona Coyotes should be able to handle, especially at home. I'm sorry, but at home, you should be able to handle teams like this that are struggling and they're relatively in disarray, if you ask me, right now with what's going on with the Minnesota Wild. But then the Arizona Coyotes, man, they kind of like it. It seems like to me, John, they're just like every other team in town, where they tease us. They make us think that they're ready to turn a corner, and then bam, they just continue to like win 3 games, lose 3 games, win 3 games, lose 3 games. They're very inconsistent. I guess that's what I'm saying about the Arizona Coyotes, John.
Yeah, they're very inconsistent. If we'd had this conversation earlier in the week, we'd have been talking about the Coyotes being in second place. And to your point, the Wild, I don't really know what's wrong there, other than the fact that obviously the team is constructed incorrectly. They're 6-10-1, so the Coyotes at 9-6-2 should be able to handle the Wild at home, especially when they've got a lead going into the middle frame of the middle part of the second period. I don't really know what the problem is there. Minnesota is a funny team. I mean, you look at the names on paper, and there's a lot of talent there. But I have to wonder if they're just not constructed properly. With two or three guys making big money, locked into long-term contracts, those contracts are untradeable. Those players are not playing very well, so it's going to be very hard for them to rebuild. And that was certainly an opportunity for the Coyotes to get back into it last night. that whole Pacific division is extremely tight right now. We can see that by the fact that if we talked about this a week ago, we would have seen that Calgary was what I would have classified as a disappointment, well out of the division race, bordering on the wild card race. Yet we look at it this morning, and here's Calgary having had a good week, only a point behind the Edmonton Oilers, even though they've played two games more than the Oilers. Those are points that are still in the bank. So that's how quickly it can change. We could chat about this next Sunday, and we might be talking about the Coyotes being in first place. That's how upside down and unpredictable that Pacific Division is.
John, first, let me just say, if you looked at my face yesterday, I was sweating, but the Dorf man was also sweating. Let's not leave that out of the conversation. You know, so I'll just make that what it is. But secondly, John, we got some teams here that got off some great starts. We got the Bruins, the Caps, the Islanders, and the Blues. What has caused them to get off to this great start? I mean, it's obviously they're playing well as a team, that kind of thing. Is it their schedule? Is it a combination of things? What do you think?
Well, I think it's a combination of things, Mike. Right now, the best two teams in the league are the Washington Capitals. They've won six in a row. They're 9-0-1 in their last 10 games, lead the Metropolitan Division, the Eastern Conference, and the NHL with 29 points, having played 18 games. Looking at the Islanders, they're an interesting combination, too, because they're also 9-0-1, recently went on a 9- or 10-game winning streak. They're sitting 4 points behind the Capitals with 25 points, but they've only played 16 games. So you do the math very quickly, and if the Islanders win those two games in hand, we've got ourselves a tie at the top of the league, the division, and the conference. The Islanders are doing it with a little bit of good goaltending. I was a little bit puzzled as to why they didn't go out and sign a big-name goaltender over the summertime, but Thomas Greiz has certainly put that to rest. He's leading the league right now in goals against average for guys that have played enough games and minutes to qualify for that category. They're a good team. They're a solid team, and you know, Lou Lamoriello is now in charge there, and Lou Lamoriello is a very, very smart, devious individual, and when I say devious, I mean that in a good way. He signed some good players. He signed some guys that are a little bit off the radar, but for some reason or other, they always seem to perform after he signs them. He's a very smart individual. He'll get that team back on the right track pretty quickly. Boston, 24 points from 16 games. They've lost two in a row, though, so Toronto's starting to catch up to them a little bit, even though Toronto has played two more games. Toronto, 22 points, so 2 points behind the Bruins. But those are the three good teams, but you know, let's not count out St. Louis here. St. Louis also 9-1 in their last 10. They've won seven in a row. They find themselves in first place in the Central Division with 27 points, and in fact in first place in the Western Conference because Edmonton leads that Pacific Division with 24. So we're starting to see a real gap between some really good teams and some really bad teams. I think that's the way sports are these days, the way that teams try to balance their budgets, and especially in hockey where there's a salary cap, you spend a lot of money on your top five or six players, then you have entry-level players at the bottom, and it's how you fill that middle gap of 10 or 12 players that really makes a difference. Whoever's best at doing that is probably the team that's going to end up winning.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, talking NHL hockey at this moment, and I'm going to keep it going. I think this would be interesting. I mean, the Washington Capitals obviously, you know, wanted a couple of years ago, but they just had the Nationals win the World Series, as we all know. I think this would be just unbelievable if the Capitals could somehow wind up winning the Stanley Cup again, like two out of the last 3 years or something like that. That'd be pretty special. Let me ask you this, too. Looking at some of the teams that are in the cellar, like the Los Angeles Kings, that's another team that was winning Stanley Cups not too long ago. The Detroit Red Wings, another team that was winning Stanley Cups not too long ago either, John. So talk a little bit about the changing of the guard in the NHL.
Well, those two examples are, I mean, you could include Chicago in that,
sure,
in that category as well, Andy. They're sitting seventh right now in the West. And you know, at the end of the day, it's the price you pay for success. And you pay that price because you sign guys to long-term contracts at big dollars. You get them locked in, and all of a sudden their performance falls off. You've got no place to deal them. You either have to sit there and just take take the pain of having those guys play out the contracts, so you end up having to give them away with very little in return, or in some cases pay a team to take them off your hands. Los Angeles is perhaps the best example of those three, because that was a solid team when it won a couple of Stanley Cups. I think it was 2012, 2014. But that's also a team that got very slow and very old in a very short period of time. And in today's game, that's a terrible combination. Chicago kind of got caught in the Stanley Cup issue. They traded away some younger players, some draft picks to get established players to give them that playoff run. And, you know, we've all said often that if you can get a player that helps you win a championship, the trade was worth it, and that's the price that Chicago is paying. And Detroit, I think, is a little bit of a cross between those two situations. They were a team that had an awful lot of success for an awful lot of years, building from within, developing players at Grand Rapids in the American Hockey League, but those guys all got old at the same time, and then a couple of guys decided to retire. Pavel Datsyuk decided to go back to Russia, and all of a sudden the Red Wings find themselves in the same spot. So it's just the way of sports cycles right now, I'm afraid.
I'm totally in agreement with you, John, as always. Good stuff. We appreciate you. We'll talk at you next week, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about some of those free agents in baseball, and then obviously what owners are going to have to do to avoid a new labor war. So have a great Sunday, John. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure as always. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports. We talk hockey with him. We talk Major League Baseball with him, too. So keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we're going to get into all things sports, because we've got about 20 minutes or so to break down NBA, college, you name it. Mike Wilson, the Dorf Man, we got you covered. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Just the third time all season the Caps have had a 5-on-3. The previous two, both against Florida. Carlson drags it for Ovechkin. Ovechkin lets it go. He scores! Alex Ovechkin, one away from 600.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears, and for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The snap. They give to Phillips through the middle. First down and more. Across the 35. He breaks a tackle. He's running clear on the right side. To the 15. To the 10. Down to the pylon. And he is into the end zone for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Everybody, welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the weekend that is still happening. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion, maybe the best Twitter handle of all time, and mine is Dorf on Sports. And if you catch us every now and then, you can see Mike sweat. You might even see me sweat. You never know. But college football, man, is really, really exciting. You and I were at a game with Arizona State playing USC, and we saw a kid, a local kid, once again come in and do some serious damage, at least in the first quarter. Slovis, this kid that played at Desert Mountain High School and now is obviously playing for USC, what a first quarter he had, setting all kinds of records. I mean, the guy threw for like 300 yards, 4 touchdowns. ASU was able to get him out of the game, banging him up a little bit. He did come back. And then they only scored 3 points in the whole second half. That is USC I'm talking about. ASU definitely played a better second half. Playing without Jaden Daniels, their starting quarterback. I'll tell you what, Joey Yellen did a pretty damn good job, Mike, in his obviously without Jaden on the field and him going out there and getting his first collegiate start. Do we have a quarterback controversy? And then also 5-4 now for the ASU Sun Devils. Doesn't seem like it's a lot different from the Todd Graham era, does it, Mike?
No, it doesn't seem that much different from the Todd Graham era because, you know, look, Todd Graham had teams that got out to good starts and then they came back to the pack, so to speak. It seemed quite a bit. Herm's having the same issue. They got out to 5-1. Now they're 5-4. They lose at home to a USC team that you would have thought that ASU had a pretty good shot at beating USC, but USC pretty much closed the game out in the first quarter with that performance by Slovis throwing for almost 300 yards and 4 touchdowns in the first quarter alone. So it's one of those things, and you and I were talking about it on the way, on that, 3-mile hike back to your car yesterday, that had both of us sweating profusely. why do we give Herm Edwards a pass when people were just up in arms over Todd Graham, in the program doing the same thing, and how come ASU can't get like big time guys on the regular to come to Tempe to play football? I mean, there's so much positives about Tempe, about coming to play, in the weather at Arizona State, is, other beautiful things that end up walking around campus. Look, it's just one of those disappointing things. And right now ASU has to go up to where I went to school in Corvallis at Oregon State. And there are plenty of just weird things that go on in Corvallis during football season. And Oregon State's going to be able to put some yards, put some points on the board against Arizona State. So they could look, a week from now, we could be talking that the Sun Devils are 500 at 5-5, and have the same record as the Beavers, and just what the thought process is going to be with the program at that point. Is Herm going to get fired? No, his buddy is the AD. He's going to give him plenty of time. But it is disappointing to see that the Sun Devils getting out to a great start, they can't finish. They simply can't finish their season, and they can't start games, man. I mean, that UCLA game was the same kind of deal as the USC game. Instead of, you know, UCLA running the ball all over the Sun Devils like they did, USC just threw the ball all over the Sun Devils. So that defense is struggling right now.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree. Danny Gonzalez, that defense has definitely taken a big hit. When you're not playing teams like Kent State, it's a little bit more difficult to shut down teams that actually have athletes. They have speed and talent. So obviously a different scenario. And it's interesting because, you know, like we were talking about, they're 5-1. Now they're 5-4. The best they can finish is 8-4. And truth be told, they could finish under 500. You play, if I'm not mistaken, like you said, you go to Corvallis where weird things happen. And you know what? They're going to want to upset the Sun Devils big time for sure. Then you've got to play Oregon. You've got to play U of A. So this could go really south for the Sun Devils very quickly here. And you know, missing one opportunity on Saturday to make themselves bowl eligible. You know what? You start thinking about that. I heard the players after the game really upset, disappointed, feel like they're better than all three of these teams that they've lost to the last 3 or 4 weeks now, if you include the bye week or whatever that they had. But truth be told, man, it's just no different, man. That's all I'm going to say. It's no different than when Todd Graham was here. And yes, I really feel like Herm is getting a free pass from people because of whatever it is, whether it's because he's starting a true freshman or he's starting a bunch of freshmen out there. I mean, there's something like 20 freshmen playing on the football field. So I guess mistakes are going to happen. But with that being said, Mike, the mistake that we saw toward the end of the game was, you know, you're driving down the field on USC. You got that defense on its heels to a certain degree, and things are going pretty well. You've got to spike the ball to kind of just reset your offense. They didn't do that. The next play, USC winds up getting an interception, and that's the game, man. So I think you can put some of the blame on the players, obviously, for not executing, but I also think that the majority of the blame goes on the coaching staff for not putting those guys in a really good position to go out there and execute and have the finish that you're looking for, which is scoring that late touchdown.
Right, and here's the other thing. They didn't have any timeouts. They put a game-winning drive on a freshman with no timeouts after taking their last two timeouts on like a third and long and like a fourth down play. I mean, that's, you know, that's a lot of pressure, period, for anybody. But if you're having a true freshman out there, you know, trying to get the winning drive, get it in the end zone for the win, but you have no timeouts, that's just poor management on the coaching staff and Herm Edwards to me. But look, let's give credit where credit is due. Keaton Slovis, who the local kid from Scottsdale, from Desert Mountain High School, you and I were talking about, how the hell does he get out of Scottsdale without Arizona State making an offer to him? But look, if I had a choice between ASU and USC, that's not a choice at all, man. You go out to Trojan land and play, but it just makes you wonder what the thought process was with recruiting and, you know, all those kind of things. But Slovis put on a show. He was good. 432 yards, 4 touchdowns, 29 of 39. And those receivers for USC, they're the real deal. They're the real deal. They came in with that being their kind of go-to kind of offense. And those receivers, of course, they dropped a few, but for the most part, man, they made Slovis look really good.
No, I agree 100%. Speaking of looking really good, your Boston Celtics out of the gates really well. They've won 7 straight right now, man. 7-1, leading the Eastern Conference. The Raptors right behind them, which is, in all honesty, it's kind of good to see. Even though Kawhi Leonard left them, the Toronto Raptors still have that championship pedigree around what they're doing. The Miami Heat, kind of a little bit of a surprise maybe to a certain degree that they're 6-3 and off to a great start. The Milwaukee Bucks, 6-3. Philadelphia, after they were 5-0, they've lost I believe they've lost three straight now to make them 5-3. Pacers, a little bit over 500 at 5-4, and then it gets to 500 or below in the Eastern Conference. The LA Lakers on the other side, they've also won seven straight games at 7-1. Denver at 6-2. The Rockets 6-3. Clippers 6-3. Jazz 6-3. Mavericks 6-3. And the Phoenix Suns are 5-3 in the seventh spot, and the T-Wolves are 5-3 as well in the eighth spot. And then some formidable foes on the outside looking in the San Antonio Spurs and the Portland Trail Blazers. Those are the two. And then obviously the Golden State Warriors in the cellar right now. And I think news got a little bit worse, if I'm not mistaken. I heard that Steph Curry, it's a little worse than they thought, and he may be out the whole season. Do we have any news on your guy, Haywood? Because I know that he had something happen, whether it's a broken left wrist or a fractured left wrist. I'm not exactly sure. I know that there'll be an MRI on that too, but that could hurt the Boston Celtics if he's out an extended amount of time.
Yeah, you know, for all the good that Boston's doing right now, man, Hayward has been playing very well, if not top of his game. Like he was playing at a level that made him a very coveted free agent a few years ago. Yeah. And, you know, he comes back from the horrendous leg injury that he suffered, you know, a couple years ago in Cleveland. And now they say it's a fracture. And like you said, there's going to be an MRI. They're going to figure it out. But I just feel so bad for Gordon Hayward right now because he was playing at such a high level. He was finally back from that leg injury. He's kind of the guy on that team right now. He was kind of the dude. And to have him out is going to hurt. But, you know, this stuff happens. And, you know, Boston's lucky that they got a lot of guys on that team that can play. Kemba can play. Jason Tatum's been playing at a high level. Jaylen Brown is playing at a high level. I mean, he had 20 points at halftime last night. I think he finished with like 30 or 32 or something like that last night. So he's playing well. The ball's moving for Boston. There's no ball stoppers on that team like they had with Kyrie. So hopefully they can kind of keep the ship afloat, you know, while Hayward's out. But we'll see. But you know what? One of the biggest disappointments that I'm looking at are my former hometown team, the Portland Trail Blazers, 3-6. You know, Damian Lillard the other night goes for 60 in a loss. They're not playing well. They've lost four in a row. They're sitting 3.5 games back. Granted, we're 9 games in for them, but. You know, based on what they did last season, and you can make the argument that maybe they played a little over their head in the playoffs last year, but they still got to the Western Conference Finals. But so far, it's been kind of a disappointment for those Trailblazers up there in Portland.
No, I agree. I mean, obviously they had higher aspirations than being 3-6 at this point. Sacramento, right. I think also they're a little bit of a shock. And then the positive would be the Phoenix Suns, man. I mean, think about them. They're 5-3. They're competitive. They're playing really, really hard. So at the end of the day, man, we know that this is every sport is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And, you know, if you get out of the gates a little bit slow, it does make things a little bit more challenging and difficult. And I think Portland's got the team to put it back together, Mike. So I wouldn't be surprised if they rattle off, you know, 10 or 11 straight because they just have that many guys that can go out there and play. I do hear the music. It means we got to take the final pause for the cause for this hour. We're going to wrap up hour number one. And then hour number two is all about the NFL. Hopefully we'll track down Brian Snow, the snowman, to talk to him about what's going on in the NFL. But man, oh man, hour number one, we'll be back to wrap it up. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Celtics do not have a timeout. We're even at 109. Morris inbound, safely to Gordon Hayward. Hayward, half court, 6 seconds to go. Hayward, left-hand dribble drive, gets near the cup, hangs in the air. First shot is good.
Hayward, step back. Again. Gordon Hayward is having himself a game.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Paul Trevino, Devil's Digest.
Devil's Digest, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where are you located, my man?
Right here in Tempe.
Okay, Devil's Digest. Okay. I'm Catholic now. I'm a Christian. Watch out, them devils. Just saying.
Well, you can see,
we're good, brother. We're
you can see devils all over the place.
I ain't taking it personally. You want to go back and coach? No, I don't want to coach there.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple of different ways. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us there as well. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And obviously, phone number, toll free, 1-800-878-7529. Mike, hour number one, just about in the books. That means hour number two is on the horizon. Obviously, we talk all NFL. And believe me, man, there's so much to get into in the NFL. Some guys that are out today, Matty Stafford not playing for the Detroit Lions. That's going to be something to watch, obviously, because the Bears need a victory. The Lions need a victory. So that'll be interesting. But man, oh man, week 10. Can you believe it, brother? Week 10 in the NFL is here?
Week 10 is here, man. That means, hey, we're just 1 week closer to the playoffs. Games mean more. Matchups mean more. I mean, look, we got Seattle and the 49ers on Monday night. I mean, come on. Can it get any better than that for me? I mean, I probably not, but you know, the season's getting to that point where it's going to be like college football, man. It's going to be chaos and people jockeying for positions and playoffs and all that kind of stuff.
No, I agree with you, man. Week 10 of the NFL is here, and this is about that time of the season when we find out who the contenders are, who the pretenders are, who the fakes are, who the real teams are. So, wow, NFL, Week 10 is here. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back with hour number two of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court is taking up the Trump administration's plan to end legal protections that shield 660,000 immigrants from deportation. All eyes will be on Chief Justice John Roberts when the court hears arguments on Tuesday. Roberts is the conservative justice closest to the court's center, who also is keenly aware of public perceptions of a divided court. It's the third time in 3 years the administration is asking the justices to rescue a controversial policy. The court sided with President Donald Trump in allowing him to enforce the travel ban on visitors from some majority Muslim companies, but it blocked the administration from adding the citizenship question to the 2020 census. The program before the court this time is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, an Obama-era protection that aimed to bring out of the shadows people who have been in the United States since they were children and are in the country illegally. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down, the heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Donald Trump dismissed a Chinese official's assertion that his administration has agreed to roll back some of the higher tariffs it imposed on Chinese goods. The Chinese official had said the two sides agreed to a phased cancellation of the tariff hikes as part of a new agreement. Trump told reporters at the White House, "I know they'd like to have a rollback, and I have not agreed to anything." Jersey Shore star Ronnie Ortiz Magro has pleaded not guilty to domestic violence, child endangerment, false imprisonment, and a number of other misdemeanors after an arrest in the Hollywood Hills. The 33-year-old Ortiz Magro entered the plea in Los Angeles to seven misdemeanor counts that also included criminal threats, brandishing a weapon, and resisting arrest. Police say Ortiz Magro was uncooperative and they had to use a stun gun to take him into custody. Ortiz Magro has had frequent disputes with Jennifer Harley, his on-and-off girlfriend and mother of his child. Harley has also been arrested involving scuffles with Ortiz Magro, but charges at that time were dismissed. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Family and friends of a former Twitter employee accused of spying for Saudi Arabia call him a dedicated husband and father who has overcome recent mental health struggles, according to letters of support filed to federal court. Ahmad Abuamo, the U.S. citizen and media partnership manager for Twitter's Middle East region, is charged with acting as an agent of Saudi Arabia without registering with the United States government. The case marks the first time the kingdom, long linked to the United States through its massive oil reserves and regional security arrangements, has been accused of spying in America. Judge Paula L. McCandless ordered Abu Amos released on bail with GPS monitoring, a mental health evaluation, and travel restrictions. His release was then at least temporarily put on hold because federal prosecutors say they plan to file an appeal. Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak had to have emergency surgery, and his longtime co-host Vanna White will fill in for him while he recovers. The show said in a statement that Thursday's taping was canceled as the 73-year-old Sajak underwent successful surgery to correct a blocked intestine. The 62-year-old Vanna White stepped up as a host when taping resumed for episodes that will air starting December 9th. The statement says Sajak is resting comfortably and looking forward to returning, but does not know how long he's expected to be out or how long White will continue to act as host. Sajak and White have co-hosted the show since the early 1980s. Don't forget, you can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It's hour number two of the hottest sports variety program, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, with my man Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. So much to talk about in the NFL. Matty Stafford will not be playing for the Detroit Lions, who visit the Chicago Bears. Ravens are playing the Bengals, who get the chomp at the bit at a young quarterback, and Ryan Finley getting his first start for the Cincinnati Bengals. The Browns are going to meet up with the Bills, and man, oh man, Baker Mayfield. What can I say about that guy? Not too much good, to be honest with you. Mike Wilson, welcome back. Hour number two, we go all NFL, my friend.
Yep, when we were talking before the break, this is when it starts getting more and more interesting with playoff positioning, matchups, division matchups, and, you know, it's just going to be a lot of fun, just like we were saying with college football, but it's the NFL, it's the big boys, so let's get this thing going.
Yeah, and like I said, Matty Stafford out, but that means that some guys will be in, like Patrick Mahomes, who obviously is coming back from that dislocated knee, and then wow, the Saints, Drew Brees, we know he's back in full effect, obviously. The Cardinals are playing the Buccaneers. That's intriguing, obviously, because of the ties with Bruce Arians. So a ton to get into in the NFL. We're going to do it. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
The chilly weather is here and the holidays are just around the corner, and as the days get shorter, it may feel like you have no time to finish those lingering home projects on your to-do list. Luckily, HomeAdvisor can give you a hand so you can sit back and enjoy the holiday cheer. From minor repairs to major remodels, HomeAdvisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area who can help with any home project, from painting and plumbing to furnace repair and even hanging up those holiday lights. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use HomeAdvisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. HomeAdvisor makes it beyond easy. So get your projects done now before the holiday rush, and to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning HomeAdvisor app today.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
They scrimmage from the Cardinal 47. Stafford play action fake being chased. Matthews got to duck out of there. Now he sets and throws deep down the right side. In his pocket. And go at the 20. Shakes him in. Again. Danny to the house. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, baby, Stafford evaded the pressure. Amendola hauled it in, slipped the defender, took it to the house.
Higgins goes wide left. Landry inside of him, and then inside of him, it's Njoku. Beckham near side, wide right. Chubb on the right hip with Mayfield. Shotgun takes the snap. Baker back, Baker back. Baker looking, Baker firing. Down the middle, got a man. It's Higgins to the three.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Absolutely. Start drinking heavily if you are a Cleveland Brown fan, people. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us a couple different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And, you know, Mike and I were joking about this the other day, but on the local show that we do in Phoenix, Arizona on 88.7 The Pulse, where you can catch that on pulseradio.fm. Friday mornings, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m., at least catch us then for sure. But truth be told, the thing about Baker and Kitchens is they've got themselves, honestly, I'm not even kidding around at this point, because we've seen what they do on the football field. Maybe they should think about taking their names and profiting on their names. Open up. What was the restaurant we came up with the other day, Mike?
Baker's Kitchen.
Baker's Kitchen. I mean, come on now. Can you think of a better name for a restaurant when you've got the baker and Baker Mayfield, and then you got Freddie Kitchens, a guy that looks like he's never missed a meal in his life?
Right. I mean, look, it's really that simple, but, if you take a look at it, there's nothing being cooked in that kitchen that's worth eating right now. Look, I mean, they're what, 2-6, and they got to play the Bills today. They could very well be 2-7, but it's just gone from bad to worse in Cleveland. And I'm going to be quite honest with you, I am on that train with you in terms of Baker Mayfield. He is regressing, and he has regressed in a way that you have to wonder if he's going to come back from this regression that he has shown. Kitchens didn't deserve to be a head coach. I mean, the most he had been was like a quarterback coach, running back coach kind of thing. He wasn't a coordinator for years or anything like that. He just kind of was anointed the head coach after they got rid of Hugh Jackson. So there's a lot of things from top to bottom in that organization, not only the players, but up top in the leadership that is just, it's just a train wreck right now.
Dysfunctional. That's the word I would use. Just dysfunctional there with the Cleveland Browns, man. They don't get it right tying their shoes, to be quite honest with you, more often than not. I'm going to run through the games real quickly, and then we'll start getting into some of the conversation. Lions are at the Bears, like I said. No Matty Stafford, so it'll be interesting to see how they attack the Bears. And the Bears need a win, so maybe this fits right into their hands. Ravens playing the lowly Bengals, the only team that doesn't have a win left in the NFL. So I expect a tough, long, hard day for Ryan Finley and the Cincinnati Bengals. Bills, like we said, are at the Browns today. Chiefs are at the Titans. Falcons are at the Saints. Giants are at home, but they're playing the Jets at the Jets. And obviously, I'm kind of kidding, but I'm not kidding, because all these teams play out of the same place, MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. So the Giants have an away game at their home place. It's just the way it works. Cardinals are on the road playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and obviously the ties with Bruce Arians and what he did and what he meant for the Arizona Cardinals obviously on display today. Dolphins are at the Colts. Panthers are at the Packers. Rams are at the Steelers, who have been playing inspired football over the past few weeks. Mike Tomlin has done a great job with them. Seriously, man, I can't think of a better coaching job this year, to be quite honest with you. Minnesota at the Cowboys, that's your Sunday nighter. And then, as you alluded to a little earlier, Seahawks and 49ers on Monday night. 49ers still the only undefeated team left in the NFL, and I know that the Seahawks will be coming swinging at them. And if I'm not mistaken, the Seahawks have kind of owned them a little bit over the past few years, similar to what the Cardinals have done to the 49ers. And obviously that stopped on Halloween night here in the desert when the 49ers were able to get a victory. But looking at some of the guys that are in and some of the guys that are out, how does it affect the Detroit Lions not having Matt Stafford? And, you bring back Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if you need to do it against the Titans, Mike, but always good to have the MVP back out on the field.
Yeah, and, I'll address the Detroit situation just real quick here. Obviously having Stafford not there is going to affect them. I mean, he's been the guy there for, pretty much ever since he got there. But, having those back problems, they say he has a couple of bones broken or something in his back, and you wonder – how long that's been there and how long, he's been, sucking it up and trying to, guide his team to wins. But on the other side of this is Trubisky. I don't know what to say about Trubisky other than, we talked about Baker Mayfield regressing. Holy crap. Trubisky, I don't know if he has the trust of his offense, of his coaches. If I'm Trubisky, this is going to be a tough sell to keep him next year, because if Cam Newton becomes available, look, Cam could end up in Chicago. That would be interesting. But Trubisky just, for lack of a better word, he just sucks right now. He's not playing good football at all. But with Mahomes, you mentioned Kansas City and Tennessee. What I would do if I was Kansas City, one, I mean, my first choice would be like, look, we probably really don't need you, and another week of rest is not going to hurt. And, you know, Matt Moore is a solid backup. Go Beavers right there with that kid. But, you know, the other thing is, look, you can put Mahomes out there, see how he feels, see what kind of movement he has, just to see where he's at, and then you can take him out and put more in. I mean, there's some options there with what you can do, but it never hurts, like you said, having the MVP back on the field for your team.
Hey, you know, it's interesting because I get home last night after the game, and I'm talking to Katie, my girlfriend, about load management a little bit, right? And you just kind of made me think about this. There's one sport where load management makes a lot of sense, Mike Wilson, and we're talking about it right now, right? Right. Yeah, I mean, all honesty, that there's one sport, in my opinion, that makes sense to have load management, and it would be NFL football. It's not NBA basketball. It's not baseball. It's none of those, okay? The truth is that you're right. You don't need Patrick Mahomes to go out and play against the Tennessee Titans based on what they've done over the season so far. And we have this conversation about load management in other sports. I'm not even joking. Like, seriously, this would be the sport to have your load management. But with that being said, I almost feel like they front run and they front load the load management in professional football because the starters don't play any of the preseason. But then what it does is it affects a little bit of the regular season, how you get started. I'm not even joking, man. It might be a decent idea for the NFL to think about load management with their quarterbacks, running backs, maybe one out of every four or five games. They either don't use them as much or they don't even use them at all, Mike. What do you think of that idea?
No, it's a great idea. And once again, you know, once you cleared off that sweat from your forehead last night, you came up with a good idea with this load management idea with the NFL. So it's one of those things where, you know, especially with a guy like Mahomes, and I think our producer Scott just mentioned that Mahomes is out for this game just a second ago. So, you know, if Mahomes is out, they're showing a bit of load management with him and realizing, look, we're playing Tennessee. We should beat Tennessee, even though it's on the road. So it's an interesting concept. I like it, and not a bad idea from the Dorfman.
You know what? And it's interesting because obviously Titans were a relatively big underdog because of the fact that he's coming back and they're doing it on their home field. But we'll get into that, obviously, on the other side. We'll talk more about Patrick Mahomes, load management, and everything else NFL. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
The snap. Josh wants to throw. Rolls right. Cocks his arm. Still has it now. On the run. Gets that down near the end zone. He's in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Josh Allen. A 3-yard runner on the right side. The Bills score their first touchdown of the game with 10:21 left to play in the fourth quarter.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Second and five. Mahomes, he's got a strong arm. He's going to air it out down the field. Has Hill. Hill with the catch and the touchdown. 69 yards.
Kareem Hunt, hands on his knees to the left of Patrick Mahomes, retreats after locating the Mike backer. Delayed blitz by New England. Mahomes, corner pattern right. He wants Tyreek Hill, makes the catch. Far side, touchdown! Kansas City! The Cheetah burned him last year. He burns him tonight and burns Devin McCourty on a 14-yard corner pattern.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Okay, let's go.
Welcome back, everybody. I've got the Cheetah on my fantasy team. I don't know who you've got, but anyways, I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. If you don't know who the Cheetah is, that's Tyreek Hill. And obviously, Patrick Mahomes slinging him the ball is a great idea. And yes, Patrick Mahomes is definitely playing today. He is not inactive. He will be out on the field. But with that being said, let's put a Twitter question out there. Name us five NFL quarterback backups. If you can do that, I think you're relatively impressive because, truth be told, it's hard enough to know who the starting quarterbacks are. But in case you don't know, I'll give you one. It's a free spot on the bingo card. Matt Moore is the backup for the Kansas City Chiefs. And quite frankly, he's not too bad. And another backup, I'm going to give you two real quickly, people. Teddy Bridgewater, who backs up Drew Brees for the New Orleans Saints. So I've given you two, but I'd like to hear if you can tell me five backup NFL quarterbacks and do it at Dorf on Sports or Pigskin Opinion. That's obviously Mike's handle. Mine is Dorf on Sports. But, Mike, let's get back into things. You know what? There's going to be some pretty interesting matchups on the football field for Week 10 of the NFL. And I'm going to run through these really quickly, at least the ones that I'm intrigued with. First and foremost, Cardinals playing the Buccaneers. I look at that game, and there's just so much riding on the line. Obviously, Bruce Arians and what he meant for the Arizona Cardinals and how he kind of changed the culture here to a certain degree. You've got a new guy in Cliff Kingsbury. You've got a new quarterback in Kyler Murray. You've got Jameis Winston on the other side of the ball. There's just so many damn storylines in this one, man. It's unbelievable. Carolina Panthers playing the Green Bay Packers. The Packers have to rebound from a terrible performance against the Chargers in L.A. last weekend. I know you like to think it's San Diego, but it's still L.A., man. And then the Panthers with this guy, Christian McCaffrey, who I know you love because you love all things Pac-12. 12, but there is a lot to love about this guy, man. He's special. He's one of the best in the NFL and maybe the front runner as far as it goes for the MVP right now. You look at the Vikings playing the Cowboys. I think that that's an intriguing matchup. The Rams playing the Steelers, I think that's intriguing in the sense of the Steelers have played a lot better than people have probably expected them to play. I don't think that James Conner's going for them. I think he's out, but it doesn't matter because Mike Tomlin makes third-string running backs or third-string or second-string quarterbacks look like they know what they're doing and they've been there before. So I give that guy all kinds of credit. And then obviously that Monday night football game, Seahawks playing the 49ers, the only undefeated team, Jimmy Garoppolo, Russell Wilson, two of the better quarterbacks in the league. I don't know, man. Is there a sexy matchup here that you like? Or just in general, what are you thinking of some of the big matchups for Week 10 in the NFL?
Oh, I think, you know, I think there's plenty of sexy matchups, as you put it, which is kind of awkward to say on the radio. But, you know, it's one of those things where I've been really looking forward to this Seattle-San Francisco game. I just have. I mean, it's one of those – I think for me it's one of those things where you grew up, you know, Seattle-San Francisco, West Coast guy like I am, and it's just you just kind of naturally attract yourself to games that that are big out here in the West on the West Coast. And you have Jimmy G, you got Russell Wilson, you got both these coaches that are really good offensive-minded coaches, you know. And I think it's just going to be fun. Personally, I do think that the Niners' undefeated season comes to an end. I think Russell Wilson does get it done, on Monday night. But look, then you got the Vikings and the Cowboys, man. I mean, from Jerry World down there in Dallas, and I think that's going to be a good matchup as well. We got to see if Kirk Cousins can show up on the road and get a win in a big game on the road. So there's plenty of things to go around, and you know, I know you mentioned the Arizona, the Tampa Bay game. I mean, the one thing that I'm not sure if you mentioned or not was just all the connections with these players who played for Bruce Arians that are still on the Cardinals and the connection that those players still have to him. That's going to be interesting to see how they react, to going up against their former coach. But there are plenty of sexy matchups this weekend. So it's going to be fun. Once again, the NFL is just appointment television. It just really is. And it's just get your soda, get your popcorn, just sit back and relax.
Another one that's kind of interesting, only because there's some local ties, would be the Ravens, who are going to visit the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm talking about Ryan Finley,
right?
A kid that played at PV High School, went on to play at NC State. Andy Dalton taking a seat, which I think is a good idea, man. I mean, your football team is 0-8. You might as well find out what you have in Ryan Finley moving forward. Andy Dalton now 32 years old, and the Cincinnati Bengals have been just not that great. So ultimately, I think that that's interesting for Ryan Finley. But unfortunately, he's got to go up against the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, a defense that really gets after it. I think that it's a tough situation. I mean, I know they did it the week after the bye week. So in that sense, it makes the most sense because you're giving this guy a couple weeks to prepare. But truth be told, I don't know how you prepare yourself for what Lamar Jackson and the Ravens do when this is your first opportunity as a professional having your debut. I know it's in front of your home fans, but it's against a team that just beat the New England Patriots, and they've got to be feeling pretty high. So if I'm the Ravens, I'm cautious, and I'm saying to myself, don't overlook the Cincinnati Bengals and Ryan Finley. Let's treat this guy like he's a seasoned veteran, and he's been there before, and we need to go after him just like we would go after anybody else, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. And you kind of stole my thunder there, Dorf, man. I was thinking the same thing. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how a young quarterback like Lamar Jackson, who got all sorts of accolades, and rightfully so with his play against the Patriots, handles going from playing the Patriots to playing – playing the Bengals here. You know, does he get caught up in the Kool-Aid, so to speak? Does he read the press clippings a little bit and he comes out sluggish and doesn't play as well? Which is a thing you got to watch with young quarterbacks, and Lamar is certainly a young quarterback. But Baltimore should be able to get this done relatively easy, I would say. I mean, kind of take that with a grain of salt just a little bit. But, you know, it's just another growing experience that Lamar Jackson's going to have to go through today.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to get at us again, hit us up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Pigskin Opinion. Name us five NFL backup quarterbacks. I've already given you a couple. I told you Teddy Bridgewater. I told you Matt Moore. Let me know if you have another three or so that you can give us. Looking at that Green Bay Packers-Panther matchup, again, that's another one of those I think that's relatively right. Sexy in the sense of you've got Christian McCaffrey. This guy is just explosive as all hell. You've got Aaron Rodgers, who had maybe his second worst NFL game as a professional last week against the Chargers. Who shows up more? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it Christian McCaffrey? And how the hell do you shut that guy down? I would say 200 yards and a couple touchdowns is keeping that guy at bay, unfortunately.
A little bit, because McCaffrey is just one of those guys, and it was this way at Stanford. They moved him all around. He was obviously in the backfield and tore up defenses. You could put him in the slot. You can put him out wide. He returned punts, kicks, all that kind of stuff. So he's going to be a difficult guy to kind of keep at bay, but I think for Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, they want to snap back and snap back in a big way today, because the way they played against the Rams out there in LA was just, it was an embarrassment, or the Chargers, excuse me. I got that completely wrong there.
Yeah, you seem to want to.
So he's looking to snap back.
Yeah, but you seem to want to just mess that up anyway, because you still think they're in San Diego, which maybe they should be. There was nonsense about them going to London. They hate the idea. The owner hated the idea. He was all over people about it. I know the music's going, so we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and do what we always do. We'll break down each and every matchup that you have in the NFL for Week 10. Unbelievable, man. The year's almost over. It's kind of crazy. But anyways, keep it close, everybody. We'll be back on the other side to break down the game's actions. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Give it to Ingram. Right side, big hole. Touchdown, Ravens. Mark Ingram caps the opening drive of 2019 with a touchdown.
Mark Jackson, empty backfield in the shotgun. Looking to throw, has time. Going deep down the middle. He's got Snead in the end zone. Touchdown! Willie Snead on the receiving end. And the Ravens 4-for-4 possessions and touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Let's go! It's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
First down, play fake. Boot to the right, Witten's open. At the five, at the three, touchdown for the Goat.
Off the Minnesota 20. Four-man rush. Ryan going to flip, looking for and caught Calvin Ridley. The touchdown.
Four receivers set, two right, two left. First down at the Detroit 27. Murray back to pass, looking, throws it. Middle of the field for Johnson. Caught for a touchdown. Kyler Murray's first NFL touchdown. A beautiful throw to David Johnson. And the Cardinals are back in the game with 5:57 to play.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Yeah, we do. Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us a couple different ways on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports for me. And it's 1-800-878-7529 to hit us up on the phones. Mike, it's this time of the show where we go through all the games, our predictions, our analysis as to what we think is going to happen. Let's start with the Lions and Bears, like I said. No Matty Stafford for the Lions today, so I definitely think that changes things up a little bit. The Bears are now almost a 7-point favorite, 6.5 is what I'm seeing. And quite frankly, without Matt Stafford, I do think it changes the ball game quite a bit. I don't like what's going on there in Chicago, but I don't like it when Matt Stafford is not playing for the Detroit Lions. I'm going with the Bears at home. They're going to get this thing done against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, having Stafford meaning so much to that offense and that team, I mean, it really does take a main cog of that offense out. So I'm going to go with you with Chicago winning this game, even though Trubisky is just playing just despicable football.
Yeah, and the running game for Detroit has taken a hit, obviously, with their their starter out for the season. Ravens playing the Bengals. Look, I think it's going to be a tough day for Ryan Finley, man. It's a really daunting task when you have to go up against a team like the Baltimore Ravens, who, frankly, are pretty good. I'm sorry. And if you don't like Lamar Jackson, there's something wrong with you, quite frankly. The guy's special. He's an elite athlete, makes the plays, becoming a better pocket passer as well. I love the guy, if you can't tell. And I think that it's going to be a really, really tough day for Ryan Finley and the Bengals. They're going to be on 0-9 after week 10 of the NFL. I like the Ravens on the road.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, for our household being Steeler fans, we'd love to see Cincinnati sneak up and beat Baltimore. But we know that that's not going to happen. Lamar's going to have a good day. You know, it's going to be interesting, like I said earlier, to see how he reacts from being, you know, such the guy with New England, see how he reacts to a team like Cincinnati. But I think in the end, he's going to be just fine. and he's gonna have a good day. I think it might be a stat day for Lamar Jackson. So I'm gonna take Baltimore.
Bills playing the Browns. It's been pretty bad for the Browns so far. 2-6. Bills 6-2. So you're looking at teams that are complete opposites of each other. And I don't like Baker Mayfield. If you can't tell from the way that I talk about him, I'm not a fan, people. And I'm going to go against him again one more time. I like Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills to go on the road and not that tough of an environment where it's going to be about 50 degrees. I like the Bills to get it done on the road, and it might be close, but that defense is legit, and Josh Allen will make enough plays. And you know what? He looks better than Baker Mayfield at this point. So I'm going with Josh Allen and the Bills on the road.
Yeah, I'll just ditto, carbon copy your prediction there with Buffalo. I think they'll circle the wagons like Buffalo only knows how to do and take care of the Browns on the road.
Chiefs playing the Titans. Patrick Mahomes back in the mix. LeSean McCoy out of the mix, but I think that that's probably a good thing because ever since that fumble, they've kind of figured out a way to keep him out of the mix. And I'm talking about the fumble he had against Green Bay, which ultimately led to a Green Bay Packer victory. With that being said, though, Patrick Mahomes comes back, and I expect him to have one of those Patrick Mahomes-like days, and he could light up the Tennessee Titans pretty nicely. So I'm taking the Chiefs on the road.
Oh, yeah. I think with Mahomes there, and it'll be interesting to see how much they really play him. If the game gets out of control and Kansas City's up big, then you'll probably see Mahomes come out. But Matt Moore would be just fine, I think, for today. But Kansas City's going to win regardless, I believe.
Falcons are playing the Saints, and Drew Brees gets Alvin Kamara back. He gets Jared Cook back. So those guys are all healthy, and I think that that's obviously a pretty good thing because you like to see the best out there on the field. With that being said, the Falcons are awful, man. I feel bad for Matt Ryan, but I do love his tight end who I have on my fantasy football team, Austin Hooper, and the guy makes plays left and right for him. So Saints win big, man. This could be a 3-touchdown victory for them. I love the Saints today.
Yeah, Saints again. I'm looking through my papers here, and I didn't realize I'm just going to copy your predictions again. But the Saints should win this, like you said, going away.
You know what? Maybe we should go back and forth on these games where I take one, you take one, so that I don't always steal your thunder each time. But Giants are playing the Jets. Obviously, like I said, it's like a backwards home game for both of these teams. They both are lousy. They're terrible. You know, you got Darnold who is seeing ghosts. You got Daniel Jones who might as well be seeing ghosts for crying out loud. And Saquon Barkley hasn't really hit his stride this year. Le'Veon Bell has definitely not hit his stride this year. This is an ugly football game, and in an ugly football game, I guess I'll take the Giants here.
You know what? Yeah, me too. Like this is what an old broadcaster back in Portland would say when I was growing up. This is the crappy game of the day. And how fitting that it's going to be two New York teams are going to have the crappy game of the day, and I'm going to take the less crappy of the teams in the New York Giants.
All right, Cardinals playing the Buccaneers. We go from, all that nonsense with the Giants and the Jets to different type of nonsense with DA being the former coach and changing the culture. You got a new guy with Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. This is going to be a dogfight. I'm sorry, but I literally think this is going to be a dogfight. It means a lot to both guys on both sides of the field. B.A. brought a lot of his coaching staff that he had in Arizona with him to Tampa Bay. Some of the players are there with him in Tampa Bay, and obviously some of the players still with the Arizona Cardinals that he used to coach. I just think that there's so much going on. There's a lot of emotions in this football game. I don't like doing this. You know I hate doing this. But for some weird reason, I like the Cardinals to win on the road against Tampa Bay, who's been just flat-out lousy at home, man. They're 0-3, and I can see them losing another game to the Arizona Cardinals today.
You know, this is where we're going to – the divide in the road comes for you and I. I'm going to take Good. Tampa Bay. I think Arians is going to cook up something for his former team and surprise them. And if anything, I just want to hear that cannon go off at Randall James Stadium or whatever it is down there in Tampa Bay, because I don't know. I just think that cannon's cool.
Well, it's definitely a shootout, by the way. I think there's a lot of points scored in that game. It's right. Raymond James Stadium, by the way, in Tampa,
James,
Florida.
That's right.
We're not
that's
spending
right.
much time on this one. Dolphins and Colts. I'm going to take the Colts. I don't care who their quarterback is, whether it's Brissett or somebody else. I like the Colts to
or
beat
you.
The Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, look, Dorf, you could take snaps for Indy today, and you'd probably beat the Fish. So I'm going to take the Colts as well. Miami got off the snide, got their win last week. Congratulations, yay. Everybody gets a trophy, but it's back to reality this week, and the Colts are going to win.
Panthers playing the Packers. I think the Packers need to obviously show up. They were on the bye week 2 weeks early because their bye week is next week. And they went to L.A. They had fun in La La Land, obviously. And they laid an egg against the Chargers, who wound up losing on Thursday night to a team that the Green Bay Packers beat. So it just kind of makes you scratch your head a little bit. But with that being said, contain Christian McCaffrey, and I think you wind up victorious there in Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers, who are 4-1, looking to be 5-1 at home after this game.
I'm going to take the Pack as well. It's been snowing for the last few days or all week in Green Bay, and playing in the cold that Green Bay can get, and the snow is just different for a team that's not used to it and players that are not used to it. I think that plays a role today, and I think Aaron Rodgers and the Packers get back on track with a big victory.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey doesn't like that cold weather, that's for sure, being a California kid. And it'll be about 34 degrees, so not terrible, but definitely a little bit on the chilly side. Rams playing the Steelers. Like I said, I think this is an interesting matchup because the Steelers have been playing pretty well. Mike Tomlin's got these guys inspired and playing really good football. Rams have been a little bit up and down. I think this is a really, really good football game. I like the Rams to squeak it out, Mike. And I know it's your team, the Steelers. I'm hoping they do well because the Rams are obviously in the NFC, and it they'd be a tough team for the Green Bay Packers after playing the playoffs. But I'm going to say that the Rams figure out a way to get it done.
See, I'm going to take the Steelers for the exact reasons that you took the Rams. I think, you know, Tomlin has them. I, you know, plus I don't want to sleep on the couch because my wife's a big Steelers fan. But, you know, I think the Steelers find a way to eke this out, field goal at the end, that kind of thing. It's one of those, as the Dorfman would put it, sexy games today.
Absolutely. Another sexy game. Vikings playing the Cowboys, AT&T Stadium there in Arlington, Texas. Jerry's World, as we like to call it. Two really good running backs, Dalvin Cook going up against Ezekiel Elliott. Two quarterbacks that are really capable at times, and then they falter at times. What gives here today? I'm not quite sure. If I could have a tie, that's what I'd like to have, to be honest with you. So if we get the tie, that would be super, but if we don't get a tie, then obviously we'll take the victor. And I'm going to say that the Vikings get it done on the road, Mike. But we'll see what happens, obviously, in that game. But looking, Mike, I'm taking the Vikings in this one.
I'm gonna, you know what, as much as I hate the Cowboys, and I truly do hate the Cowboys, you know, I think they squeak one out. I think, like you said, there's two great running backs in this. I think there's two decent quarterbacks in this game. I think it's just going to come down to maybe who has the ball last. And I think Dallas is going to get it done in the end by a few points. But I think this is going to be a fun game to watch, however, though.
All right, speaking of fun, Monday night, Seahawks playing the 49ers, the only undefeated team left in the NFL at this point. This is going to be fun. This is popcorn. This is appointment television, if you ask me. I think you're seeing one of the best in Russell Wilson, and Jimmy G is a guy that's up and coming in this league, has a really nice target in Emmanuel Sanders now. Tyler Lockett, we know what he does for the Seahawks, and Russell Wilson. They've got a running game with Chris Carson. They've got a running game with Breida and Coleman for the 49ers. This is a great football game, man. I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers. I think they're the cream of the crop in the NFC right now, and they've played great football so far. So I'm going to stick with them, Mike.
I'm going to stick with what I said earlier in the show. I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
I thought you would, which is great because we had a few differences, which is nice. I know we got to take a quick final pause for the cause. We're going to come back like we always do with our parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
A slot on the right, out of the gun, Prescott play action, got a man wide open to the middle, that ball is caught by Jarwin at the five, and he walks in easy for the first Dallas touchdown of the year.
Josh Allen alone in the backfield takes the snap, looks down the middle, looks left, looks for John Brown, gets separation, makes the catch at the 10, into the end zone, touchdown, there's a flag on the play, touchdown Buffalo.
Pass interference, defense, number 27. That penalty's been declined. Touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Sing goes.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Sing goes. Welcome back in for the final time here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Again, catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind Week 10, obviously, of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And like always at this time, Mike, it's parting shot time. You're up, my friend.
Well, this parting shot is going to give me a little, I don't know, it's going to taste like vinegar coming out of my mouth, but you got to give a shout out to the Oregon Duck women's basketball team, the number one ranked in the country, and they beat Team USA last night up there at Matthew Knight Arena, so big ups to them for getting quite the upset for the program.
Absolutely, 100%, man. That's kind of crazy when you think about it. Maybe they should be playing for Team USA, not Team USA. I'm going to leave you with this because not many people know much about the backup quarterback for the Detroit Lions, who, by the way, is Jeff Driskel. He's getting the start for the Detroit Lions today. He was the sixth-round pick from San Francisco in 2016, played college football at Florida and Louisiana Tech, made his only regular season appearances last year in Cincinnati. He went 1-4 as a starter, and his only win came against the Oakland Raiders. He's thrown for more than 200 yards just once, 236 against the Denver Broncos on December 2nd last year. He's been sacked 16 times in six games. So, going to be a tough day for the Detroit Lions. And for that, for everybody, Mike, for Scott, for John Poulter, our professor of sports, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What? This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.